Welcome to Terrasonic. My name is Mariah, sitting in today for Joel, bringing you your global tour from the Front Range. Stay tuned.
ሐስቢ ጠልህ ራስማኛከ ወንደሚያተና ደድ ራስማኛከ ባንማላየህ ራስማኛከ ይልቁን ተጠንቀቅ ካን እንዳይጠልህ ይልቁን ተጠንቀቅ ካን እንዳይጠልህ ሌሊት ከጭቃለ
Every Saturday from 9 to 11 p.m. for Electronic Air. Electronic Air explores electronic music, IDM, ambient, house, and more. That's Electronic Air every Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. here on KGNU. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by Terrasonic. My name is Mariah, sitting in today for Joel, who is away this week, bringing you your global tour from the Front Range, bringing you some new releases, some just-released vintage favorites, and just some general favorites. We started off out of Turkey, Asik Emra, with Bu Elerden Gojup. Actually, Joel played that last week, and I remember texting and asking what was that, and loved it so much I decided to play it again for you this week. Starting off, then a release from earlier in this year, The Doe. They're a French-Finnish band. You heard La La Let, the Martha and Nize edit. Then going back a few years, the Idan Rachiel Project. That was a collaboration with musicians from Israel and Ethiopia. You heard Bo'i, which translates, Come to Me. Reminder, this program is presented by you, the KGNU Lister, also Swallow Hill Music. They're featuring Nathan Rivera and Jesse Andersmith at 4 Mile Historic Park on June 21st and Red Ninja at Denver's Commons Park on July 9th. Get information at swallowhillmusic.org. Behind us, a new release. This came out last week. Corup is the artist out of Brazil. This is Bassa a la Calais. Translates to, actually is by the History of Color Remix. Corup. Hope you'll stay tuned. Thank you.
Fammi uno jet e já vim te pegar. Na língua passa para o doce, depois é no ar. Cadê o vento? Renascer se quiser. A tua um satanás aqui não sobe a pé. Salve no jeito, já vim te pegar. Na língua passa para o doce, depois é no ar. Agora vem dentro. Agora vou aberto. Agora vem dentro. Agora vou aberto. Thank you.
And the time flies. We are halfway through this week's TerraSonic, your global tour from the Front Range. My name is Mariah, sitting in today for Joel. We went from vintage to just released that set, starting off with Manuel Gomez from the Cape Verde Islands. Fairly new release, recorded back in the late 1970s off of a compilation, Synthesize Soul, Astro Atlantic Hypnotica. It sounds better than it does when I'm announcing Astro Atlantic Hypnotica from the Cape Verde Islands. Really lovely, lovely compilation. Then from late last year, Luisa Maita from Brazil, you heard Naasa. Then a release from yesterday off of a compilation called Travelers, Dusty Music Project. The artist was Imran Fida out of Pakistan, singing in the Sufi tradition. You heard Mahi Yahardi Garoli. And behind us is something a little bit dark but beautiful. This is Ifrakiya Electric. They're out of Tunisia, also a Sufi tradition. They just released an album yesterday, kind of Sufi meets post-industrial. It's all a bit haunting, but very, very lovely. And we have 30 more minutes of TerraSonic, your global tour from the Front Range. Stay tuned.
Bade uyo angana nyere fanya niede bade nuyo jonti yere fala dunu yasi mono jonti yere fanya nisie adama de nyasi kagele kani yere fala sa bimoko yasi mono jonti yere fanya niye ni nyongo na udankaba e barazoro dununya Nikeri basa goye kaba, eni njoni ndo odununya Nikeri fasa goye kaba, e barasoro odununya Ga imani yare faga o nyani nye kide numbila nyana pinjugula Ubu mine kufolo koto kosunguru ba musu dintewa Jongani yare faga nyani nye nyani te bajama Don't come here, fine. How must I got it when you are for Nema yet? I forgot to write. Coyebe, yo, can hear a fagan yede? Yebe, yo, don't hear a fagala. Madame was a photo, can hear a fagat to write. Bali malu jigiye kani yere fagasa iwolo de umbife kani yere faganya nisiye sise bife kani yere fagasa sagare bono bife kani yere faganya ninye imani yere faganya ninye ka umbila nyana finjugu ubu mine ku fologo toko sunguru Musu dinte wa yebe Jongani yere fa nyani nyani te banjama
Jongani yere fa
Teidu yo kani yere yerefaga nyani nye seyidu kan kodo kani yerefaga sa madina ala eri seyidu kodo kani yerefaga toroya e libere ville seyidu kan kani yerefaga sa sise babife kani yerefaga nyani nye ibali maujigie kani yerefaga sa iwolo de umbife kani yerefaga nyani ntie mali nyenu jigibika kani yerefaga nyani nye amadu kan mbife kani yerefaga nyani nye de seidu yo jondi yerefaga la yakuba kan gadu babife kani yerefaga nyani nye nyorombe bife kani yerefaga troya e imani yerefaga nyani nye kijenu mbila nyana finjuku Kolobo toko kamelemba korodente wasidu Dongani yerefa nyani nyani de bajama abada uya danela uye nye joko jugu bedanela ne manyere fasa uya fonema uye dora ku kongalum bedanela umu mayere fagade uya danela uye porno kongalum bedanela ene nyere fagawa uya fonema uye dinya joko jugu bedanela umu mayere fagade ne mama nyere faga
20 minutes left of Terrasonic this week. My name is Mariah, sitting in today for Joel. That set we started off in Mali. You heard Amu Sagare. It sounded like she could have recorded this yesterday. Instead, this was her debut album from 1989. You heard Yere Faga. Then a collaboration by musicians from Bethlehem and Jerusalem. They're called Epo and the Apostles. There's a reading on their website where they have a lot of trouble going back and forth between Israel and Palestine to play together, but they persevere and they have recorded several times. This was off of Back to Sababa with Fi Zemen. Then a favorite from last year, from Christy Stassinopoulou and Stathis Kalaviotis. The title track translates to I Wish I Were Water, out of Greece. This program's brought to you by listener members and the Laughing Goat Coffee House. Three locations now, Pearl Street, East Boulder, and the CU campus at the North Library. Find more info at thelaughinggoat.com. And after you finish out Terrasonic with me, I hope you'll stay tuned. There'll be 5 minutes of BBC Headline News, and Dadavan Maka is in the house to bring you Reggae Bloodlines from 1 to 4 Mountain Time, the longest-running reggae show in the country, followed by African Roots from 4 to 6. But now let's get back to Behind Us. This is Mahu by Huyan Huyan. Producer name of Louis Chin out of LA, but he has a lot of Asian and Latin influences. Let's get back to the music.
de tanta gente y yo me siento tan sola. Mi corazón es como una bomba, pum, pum, una bomba de relojería fina a punto de estallar. Y extranjera y con papel a cantar. Y es que no hay son ni guaguancó que me consuele. El tiempo es de soledad y a mí me duele. Voy por la calle y escuchando lo que yo y el futuro en cada esquina.
We'll be right back.
This week's global tour from the Front Range on Terrasonic. My name is Mariah. It's been a pleasure to sit in today for Joel. That set, we went way back about 12 years, Ojo de Brujo from Spain, Tiempo de Solier, then Red Barat doing a Bengali Ochale. That was released a couple of years ago, but it was very popular. They just did a new release called Bangra Pirates, and they included that track on it. Then a remix of DJ Kalab and Baba Sissoko. That was Linky, remixed by Zeb, otherwise known as The Spy from Cairo. Behind us, Tripping Through the Rose Gardens. This is by Im Rooks out of Germany, out of Berlin. I hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in about 1 minute, we have BBC News, headline news. Following that, Donovan Maka is in the house to bring you Reggae Bloodlines from 1 to 4 p.m. Mountain Time. That's followed by African Roots, 4 to 6. If you want to check out music 24/7, you can go to After FM. It's a service of KGNU. When there's live music on air, it streams there. When there is news on KGNU, you can go over to After FM, and it is either streaming music or you can go in and find some of your favorite podcasts, some of your favorite former shows. Again, stay tuned. After BBC Headline News, Reggae Bloodlines here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland and K254CH La Porte, Colorado. Thanks for listening to Terrasonic.
Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. Leaders of the G7 group of nations have failed to agree a joint statement on climate change. Six world leaders reaffirmed their commitment to the Paris Accord, the world's first comprehensive deal aimed at cutting carbon emissions. But President Trump refused to recommit the United States to it, saying he would take a decision next week. He has previously threatened to pull out of the Paris Agreement. Germany's Chancellor Merkel said the debate on climate change had been difficult and unsatisfying, but the French President Emmanuel Macron said he hoped the other six had convinced Donald Trump it was also in America's interest to back the deal.
Je pense d'ailleurs que les arguments qui ont été mis en lumière par...
I also think the arguments put forward by the other six member states complemented each other well, and I hope they will convince Mr. Trump of what's at stake and of how important the Paris Accord is also to the U.S. economy.
Addressing troops at the U.S. airbase in Sigonella in Sicily at the end of his international tour, President Trump said he had achieved a lot at the summit and during other meetings on the trip.
It was a tremendously productive meeting where I strengthened America bonds. We have great bonds with other countries. And with some of our closest allies, we concluded a truly historic week for our country.
The chief executive of British Airways has said what he called a power supply issue is believed to have caused the major computer system failure that has left thousands of his airline's passengers stranded worldwide. In a video message, Alex Cruz said there was no evidence of a cyber attack. BA has cancelled all flights leaving on Saturday from London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports. There's been chaos at several airports. The Iraqi military says its forces have made considerable progress in an offensive launched at dawn to drive Islamic State militants from three of their last remaining enclaves in western Mosul. Our Arab Affairs editor Sebastian Usher reports.
Iraqi forces say they've captured several landmark buildings in the districts just above the old city, including what's left of the International Hotel, a bridge across the Tigris and several hospitals. Elite counter-terrorism units, the federal police and the regular army have all been involved in the fighting. But IS still has snipers and suicide bombers with which to hit back. It's not clear if this is the very last phase of the battle to drive IS out of what was once its most important stronghold in Iraq. A huge offensive that started last October after 2 years of preparation.
The Islamic State group says it was responsible for Friday's deadly attack on Christians in Egypt. 28 people were killed when masked gunmen opened fire on a bus taking a group of Coptic Christians to a monastery. Egyptian warplanes launched a series of airstrikes against jihadist training camps in Libya. World news from the BBC. Eastern Kenya's regional leaders have warned that parts of Kenya could be taken over by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The governor of Wajir County, which borders Somalia, said the killings of local chiefs, roadside bombs and the destruction of telecommunications masts were not being taken seriously enough. An Indian Navy ship carrying medical teams and emergency relief supplies has arrived in Sri Lanka. It's responding to the Sri Lankan government's call for international help after some of the worst flooding on the island for more than a decade. More than 100 people are now known to have died. A convicted Australian drug trafficker, Chappelle Corby, has been deported from Indonesia 12 years after she was jailed on the island of Bali. The former beauty therapist, labelled Ganja Queen by the media in Indonesia, was arrested in 2004 after 4 kilograms of marijuana was found in her surfing gear. Her case outraged Australians, many of whom believed the sentence was too harsh.